Hachette Audio presents The Land of Stories, A Grim Warning. Written and read by Christopher Colfer.
Prologue. Guests of the Grand Army. 1811, Black Forest, Confederation of the Rhine. It was no mystery why this part of the countryside had been christened the Black Forest. The abnormally dark leaves and tree bark were nearly impossible to see in the night. Even though a bright moon peeked out from the clouds like a shy child, no one could be certain what was lurking in the thick woods. A chill lingered in the air like a veil spread across the trees. It was a remote and mature forest. Roots sank as deep into the ground as branches reached high into the sky. Had it not been for a modest path winding through the terrain, the forest would have seemed completely untouched and unseen by human eyes. A dark carriage pulled by four strong horses shot through the forest like a cannonball. A pair of swinging lanterns illuminated the path ahead and made the carriage resemble an enormous creature with glowing eyes. Two French soldiers of Napoleon's Grand Army rode beside the carriage. Black cloaks covered the soldiers' colorful uniforms so they could travel in secrecy. The world was never to know what their agenda was tonight. Soon the carriage arrived at the edge of the Rhine River, dangerously close to the border of the ever-growing French Empire. A large camp was being set up with dozens of pointed beige tents, pitched every moment by hundreds of French soldiers. The two soldiers following the carriage dismounted their horses and opened the carriage doors. They yanked two men out from inside. The men's hands were tied behind their backs, and they had black sacks over their heads.